WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, unpacking the root causes of attachment trauma. Now, I know that might sound a little heavy, but trust me, understanding where these patterns come from is the first step to healing those wounds and building truly secure connections. Ever felt like your relationships keep falling into the same unhealthy patterns? You know that feeling when you crave connection but then push people away, or maybe vice versa. Those can be signs of attachment trauma rearing its head. So, why does this matter so much? Because our early experiences shape how we relate to others throughout our entire lives. Think about it like this. Your childhood relationships are like the blueprint for your adult love life. If those blueprints were flawed, you might find yourself repeating unhealthy patterns or struggling to form secure attachments. Let's break down some key takeaways that can help us understand this better. First, know that attachment trauma isn't your fault. It's often a result of unmet needs during childhood, things like inconsistent care, emotional neglect, or even abuse. It's not about blaming anyone, it's about recognizing how those experiences impacted your nervous system and your ability to trust and connect securely. Second, remember that everyone experiences attachment differently. There are different attachment styles: secure, anxious, avoidant, fearful, avoidant, and they all have their own unique set of challenges and coping mechanisms. Understanding your own attachment style is like getting a map for your emotional landscape. It helps you pinpoint your triggers, recognize unhealthy patterns, and build more conscious relationships. Third, healing from attachment trauma is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with consistent self-work, you can rewrite those old blueprints and create a healthier, more fulfilling love life. This might involve therapy, journaling, practicing mindfulness, or simply learning to set healthy boundaries. Fourth, remember that you're not alone in this. Millions of people have experienced attachment trauma, and there are countless resources available to help you heal. Connect with supportive friends and family, join online communities, or seek out a therapist who specializes in attachment-based therapy. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. You deserve love, connection, and security. Okay, let me paint your picture. Imagine Sarah, who always craves closeness in her relationships but tends to push people away at the first sign of commitment. She fears getting hurt and constantly worries that her partner will leave her. Sounds familiar? This might be due to an insecure attachment style stemming from a childhood where her needs weren't consistently met. Maybe her parents were emotionally unavailable or she experienced frequent changes in caregivers. As a result, Sarah learned to protect herself by keeping people at arm's length, even though deep down she longs for connection. Now let's wrap things up with some key takeaways. Attachment trauma is often the root cause of unhealthy relationship patterns, but it's not your fault. It's important to remember that everyone experiences attachment differently and that healing is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, seek support, and keep learning about your own emotional landscape. You have the power to rewrite those old blueprints and create a future filled with healthy, secure connections. And that's it for today. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, healing is possible, one secure affirmation at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.